Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord and God bless you. Welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer. To God be the glory. Tonight is day 28, and we have three more days to go. We're really counting down, not just for the 31 days, but also because we're embarking upon a new season, a new realm, a new dimension of faith. Amen. In this upcoming year, if the Lord says the same, we're going to be entering into 2016. My God, and this is a year of manifestation. I lay hold to that. 2016 is going to be a year of supernatural manifestation like we have never seen before. God is going to move like never before, and we have to be prepared. Amen. How do we get prepared? In the Word and in prayer. And just as I've promised, I have my spiritual mom back on this evening. I'm telling you, God is just shifting us in the way that He sees fit, so that the people of God, His children, we His children, can receive all that we need. Amen. It's not always about what you want. Amen. We can't have it our way all the time like Burger King. Come on here. Amen. But to hear what thus saith the Lord, our faithful Father knows exactly what we need at the right time. Amen. So I have her, glory to God, back with us tonight to just break bread as the Holy Spirit will move on her and use her to do in Jesus' name. Auntie, are you there? Hello? Praise the Lord. I think I have her now. I'm sorry. Auntie?
Yes?
There you are. I'm so sorry. I was pressing the wrong button. And the devil is
okay.
Alive. Stuck on this food tonight.
Thanks, Lord.
Amen. Please, would you go ahead and open us up in prayer and take us on through tonight in whatever way the Lord will have you to do so. We're so happy to have you again.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, I come before you because I love you and I thank you for all that you're doing. Father, I want you to know that I am so proud to be able to represent you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere, those that are in radio land. Oh, God, I'm asking that you bless them in a mighty way. Remember their families in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember my family. Oh, God, Evangelist Page, all of the families everywhere. Help us, oh, God, continue to live this life for you. For truly, oh, God, without you in our lives, I don't know what we would do. But your grace, hallelujah, and your mercy brought us from mighty, mighty long way.
Hallelujah, Lord.
God, I want you to know that I praise you. For had it not been for you in my life, Father, I don't know where I'd be right now. But I thank you for all that you've done. And I represent you, God, oh, God, with my life. I love the way I'm living. Truly, oh, God, you've been good. Father God, bless each and every one of us. Bless us tonight as we go on in your name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
I would just like to say praise God to every one of you. I want you to know this is something that I'm saying from my heart. I am so proud to be on this radio station. You know, when you are used to going around helping people, cooking and doing things, going under the tree where people are drinking and doing things, I cooked and I did things from my heart because this is what God wants you to do. You cannot be saved and forget about other people. You must have, hallelujah, in your mind that these are souls and they need to be loved. And you know, I began to tell my husband, I said, one day when I'm going on, one of them may say, you remember the lady that came here? She didn't beat us up, but she fed us. I fed them natural food. Oh, God, but I am thinking about the spiritual food. Oh, God, when it comes to souls, you should be excited. Hallelujah. I am so proud to be saved today. All you have to do is believe that Jesus, the Son, and he died and was risen. Don't let anyone put you down, because God loved every one of us. Sometimes in this life, people try to make you feel bad. But God said, be holy, for I'm holy. That's in every church. Hallelujah. When I didn't know better, I didn't do better. But now there is nothing in this world that can make me turn from God. I want you to know that when I did not know God, I was sitting in church crying, and I wanted to be able to praise him, but I wanted to be real in it. I want you to know that there is some that's playing with God, but God has a record, hallelujah. He keeps a record of how we live. The angels write down everything. He has a record of how we live down here, how we love and how we don't love, whatever the case may be. God has a record. And when it comes to God, we must have our hearts and our minds made up that we want to walk the walk and talk the talk. Hallelujah. We do not want to play with God. Because I don't know of anyone that would have done what God did. Anytime you give your only son for people, I thank God for Jesus. Jesus died for us. And you know one thing, when you think of him, oh my God, the suffering. And I want you to know that even right now, I'm going through a test with pains racking my body. Doctors are turning their backs. They sticking together. They do not want to do right. But I have a doctor that's never lost a case. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that I still pray and I still read and I still trust God. Because when you think of God and you think of the woman with the issue of blood, that woman lost all of her money going from doctor to doctor. But she heard of a man. She heard of him, but I know him and I trust him. That is how we have to live this life. We have to be real, hallelujah, in everything that we do. When it comes to God, this is no joke. I want you to know I've been through many tests. And I thank God because every one of them made me stronger. It made me have more love. And the ones that persecuted and did all these things, I still love them. That's what we have to do. And I am that those out there that don't, if there's anyone that don't really know God, try him. Because the same way when we were in the world, we enjoyed ourselves, we thought, but our souls was in trouble. But right now, I'm telling you, you can have joy, hallelujah, in the Lord. I know what I'm talking about. You don't have to straddle the fence, because sometimes you may not get back. And I thank him for everything that he's doing right now. I thank him for all of you that are listening. Oh, God, I am so proud of you. Continue on listening to the word. I listened to the word so much until one day the same pastor was preaching. And I began, that's the time I began to tell God. I said, I want to be able to praise you, but I want to be real. The pastor began to say, I want you all to get the word, and when you get it, I want you to live it. Oh, hallelujah. I went out, and I got in a Bible study, and I began to learn about God. And from then on, my life was changed, and now I'm about changing other lives. I'm asking that you all pray for me. Continue to pray that I continue to have this mind, because truly I do have a mind to live and trust God. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen and praise God. You know, I want the people out there to know, Auntie, that
yes.
when you come on the radio, you're coming on from a place where you are smack dab in the middle of a hard trial. And I really want to get into that for a quick moment to explain to the people that
yes.
you have had challenges, like we all have challenges, but your challenge and test has been one such that the Lord has literally positioned you in a place where you have to depend solely on Him, just like you said
yes.
with the
yes.
woman that had the issue of blood. She tried
yes.
everything, went to doctor.
Yes.
And it's one thing for us to go to a doctor and the doctor, mm-hmm. you know, prescribe us some medicine or, you know,
yes.
they give us treatment or that, you know, that's one thing. It gives you some type of relief or hope.
Yes.
But it's another thing when
oh,
you
Jesus.
Go to the doctor and they give you medicine that does not work.
It
and they give you
the
strongest type,
oh,
and nothing is happening. Then when you go to the
oh.
emergency room to get help, they turn you away and say, we can't
exactly.
touch you unless you bow. Come
oh,
on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, just like those three Hebrew boys, it's a situation
oh,
where
Jesus.
The powers
yes.
that be, like Nebuchadnezzar, say, if yes. you don't bow to this image, we're going to throw you in the fire. And
I
those
said.
Hebrew boys made a decision, didn't they, Auntie? They
it
said, well, listen,
did.
You can go ahead. This, Auntie, please speak on that, about those Hebrew
okay.
boys and what they did.
When they were told they wanted them to bow down to him, and they began to say no, they wasn't going to do it, and they was thrown into the fiery furnace. They knew that they had somebody that had their back, and God was waiting. And you know, when they looked into the fiery furnace, they saw, they threw three people in, but it was four because God was down there with them. And I want you to know that they did not have any hair on their head burnt or singed. None of their clothing were burnt. Nothing happened to them. But they were in the fire. And I want you to know that what I'm going through, as Evangelist Page said, I went to the emergency room. They gave me morphine. That didn't help. They gave me some other pain medicine. That didn't help. Nothing is helping me except calling on the Lord. When I get up to do something, what I do is I come back and I lie down and I say, oh, God, help me. And that is how I get help. I'm telling you, I'm dependent solely on God. Nobody is helping me. I went to different doctors, and they would not help because they think that there's going to be a lawsuit. They think that they would find what is wrong, and they would not help me. And when I read the medical report, I want you to know that God allowed me to read it and see that there's a screw loose in my back. But I want you to know I'm standing up. I'm waiting on the Lord. I am like the Hebrew boy. I'm in a fire, but I won't take down. I won't turn around. The only thing I said to God is, I miss doing your work. And look what is happening. I thank God for Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank him. When you're in a fire and you're real in God, you know that it is a test. And when you go through, God told us, His son told us that we were going to go through because he went through. We cannot go through what Jesus went through. We cannot go through what Job went through. But you see, God was showing us that these things are tests. Doesn't mean that he's not with us, but don't give up. I want you to know that the same God that was in that fire with the Hebrew boys, that is the same one that would help us in our trouble, whatever we're going through. Don't leave him. Every time something happens, all I call on is God. When everyone else turns, and sometimes you're going to seem like you're walking alone, doesn't mean that God is not with you. That is the time that he's right there waiting to see what we're going to do. But I'm here to tell you, pain is something else when no medicine helps. But I call on God. That's how I get it around. And it's been almost 10 months, but I still love God. Pray, my strength, please, in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God so much for this testimony, because there are so many of us, and Auntie, I know I get, sometimes I get worked up, because just like you said, the Lord had you say it tonight, there's so many of us, and I say us because we're the body of Christ, we're supposed to be in this together, yet yes, there is a separation, because the Lord said he would separate wheat from tares. A lot of us are playing church. A lot of us are playing with God. We're taking our salvation for granted. We're taking grace for granted. And there are those who are really on the front lines praying on our behalf, interceding, going through hard tests and battles so that souls can be won. And that's what I want you all to hear tonight. We want you to hear that your walk with the Lord is serious, because this is not it. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And there's a judgment. All are going to have to face the Lord one day. And we're going to have to give an account for what we have done. And I don't know if you all heard what she said. She said, when you're going through fiery trials, don't leave the Lord. I thank the Lord for you saying that. Because the enemy will come with all type of lies and tricks to say, you serving the Lord, and this is what you get, and if he really cared, why are you going through this? You might as well go back there and drink, or you might as well just forget going to church and all of those terrible things. God is faithful, and he's shown us in his word that he is, Jesus is that fourth man in the fire with us. And so I thank God for that encouragement and that reminder. And Auntie, before we go, we still have quite a few minutes. I would like for you to share just a little bit on the difference. You know, we talked about how that woman that had the issue of blood, she touched Jesus' hem. It had to take faith for her to do that, because she was sick for so long. And back in that time, if she wasn't even supposed to be out amongst the people, she would have been killed, right?
Yeah.
Because she was unclean.
Right.
Would you please explain how we have to press past those obstacles? People, because there was a crowd, she could have given up and, press her way through the crowd.
She was really had a lot of faith. You know, she even spent all of her money, but she heard, just like other people are hearing about God, she was listening. She heard about him.
Yes.
And not only that, she didn't touch him. She touched the hem of his garment. And there was so much spirit in that garment. And it came through his body, and he was saying, who touched me? And his disciples were saying, all these people walking around and walking near him and touching him, how come he know that somebody special touched him? Because the spirit came from him and went into the woman. And that woman was sick those years. But God let her touch the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. All you have to do is wait on him. I'm telling you, I know without a shadow of a doubt that he can bring us out.
Yes,
I know he can. And any time you're sick and you can still read and still call on God and still call people to see how they're doing and change, you can do it. You can do
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever help we need, all we got to do is call on the name of the Lord. It is
yes.
not that God have a certain church. The church is us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It
yes,
is not
Lord.
The building, because he's not coming back for the building, and he's not coming back for those names. When we leave here,
yes.
we're going to be judged. We're going to kneel
yes,
before
Lord.
Jesus, and we are going to be judged by God.
Yes, Lord.
God didn't leave his son out of anything. We're going to have
yes,
to kneel.
Lord.
And you
yes.
can imagine kneeling. Oh, my God. We don't know when Jesus is coming.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when God is going, hey, well, this is it.
Jesus.
I am tired.
Yes, Lord.
People are going against him, doing things that they should not do. But one day, you know, we may wake up and look up, and there he is coming.
Oh,
it
God.
Said, I'm coming from church without a spot
yes.
or wrinkle. You can't have anything wrong. You got to
yes,
be ready.
Lord.
You know how
yes.
sometimes we put on clothes and it be wrinkled, we go on anyway. He's coming back for a church. It won't have any of that. No wrinkles.
Ooh, no wrinkles.
No wrinkles. I can imagine, I want to be ready. And I began to say to him,
yes,
I said, God, you know, I want to be able to walk around heaven with you. I just want to be real in him so that when I get there, I don't care if they don't give me anything down here. I want it from Jesus.
Yes,
I want
Lord.
Up there. And you know what? When it comes down to a soul, I get excited. Because
yes,
I know, when I think about that woman, oh, my God, all those years.
Yes.
But
God.
Yet she heard of a man.
Thank you, Lord.
She didn't really know, but she heard of him. You
yes,
know, and
Lord.
So many people know of him and won't really serve him. But he
yes,
knows her. And you can imagine how that was. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
all you
got to
do is wait on him and trust him.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I pray that one day, when our time come to go, when he comes for us, that we will
yes,
all
Lord.
Meet together. Oh, my God.
Yes,
our
Lord.
Names will be written on the right book.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, continue
Thank
to pray.
Jesus.
Please.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, let God come. And we're not ready because we don't know the moment
yes.
or the hour when he's coming. Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Auntie, I'm bothering you one more time. If you could please pray for those souls that may be listening, those that may not be listening, but they can be reached through prayer, that know of the Lord and know the Lord. But we're not serving him. We're not meeting the mark. Would you please pray for those souls, please?
Okay. Father, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, remember those that are out there. They're in the building. They're in the church, but the church is not in them. Father, I'm asking that you have mercy upon them. Oh, God, let them know it's time to get right and to stay right. Oh, God, remember those that are in radio land. Please, God, let something that we say help them along the way. Father God, you know when it comes to souls, I'll stand up and I'll represent you. I want you to know that I thank you for those that are listening. I want you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know that we are not working just to be worked. We want someone to hear the word and to live it. For there are so many playing with you. And I know, oh, God, that you're tired of it. Oh, God, sometimes I look and I say, oh, my goodness. What is wrong with these people? They know better, but they won't do better. But, oh, God, I'm asking for mercy. Help them, oh God, to look up to you, for there is no other like you. Thank you for your blessing. Bless those that are sick and shut in everywhere. Oh God, those that need you have mercy upon them. God, let us be a blessing to someone in the name of Jesus. Let those, oh God, that's playing church, wake them up, oh God, and let them know it's time to wake up. Oh God, they've been sleeping too long. Hallelujah. Help us to be real in you. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm so happy that you all are tuning with us tonight. And I just pray that you will go back over and listen to the messages again and again. Just get it in your spirit, because God is speaking to us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us and giving us instruction. He's giving us encouragement. He's giving us a push and a press to move forward. And he is warning us. Some of us he's chastising through this word, because there's a place that we know we're supposed to be in, and we have not been doing what we are supposed to do. God has called us with a holy calling. And this woman of God is an example of that. Holiness is correct. It is right.
Yes,
and that is
the
only way that we're going to see the Lord. Amen. And you can live right. I'm a witness.
Yes,
you really can do it. And whatever mistakes we make, we have the Lord to go to. We must repent and do it quickly, because time is running out. I'm going to have, by the Lord's grace, Auntie will be back with us prayerfully tomorrow. We do want to get some more into the word. We want to listen. God is blessing us to finish this year off power packed with word, experience, wisdom. Oh my God, through this mighty woman of God, you don't want to miss these messages. I will be posting them up again. If you want to reach out to her, inbox me. I'll give you the information where you can speak with her directly. If you need prayer, you can call her. You know how to contact me. I will definitely make that connection for you. I promise you, you won't be sorry. We love you guys, and until tomorrow, same time, same station, we'll be right back here for day 29 in Jesus' name, talking about love and praying in Jesus' name. Have a blessed night. Good night.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.